Hello, welcome to BBC Bite Size with the naked scientists Chris Smith and Kat Arney. We all know that plants need sunlight to live, but what do they actually do with it? So shed some light on this. Ba-boom, for us, Kat.
Plants harness the sun's energy through a process called photosynthesis. This is basically a chemical reaction that happens in the leaves of green plants, and it's the first step in making food, not just for plants, but ultimately for every other thing on the planet too.
So what does this process of photosynthesis actually involve?
During photosynthesis, carbon dioxide and water are converted into glucose and oxygen. Plants absorb water through their roots and take in carbon dioxide through their leaves. The leaves also release oxygen. Some of the glucose that's made is used for respiration. That provides energy for the plant's cells. And some is converted into a molecule called starch, which is used for storage. This starch can be turned back into glucose later and used in respiration if it's needed. And of course, photosynthesis needs energy, which is provided by light, which is absorbed by a green substance called chlorophyll.
And where do you find that in a plant?
Well, anywhere that's green. Chlorophyll is found in chloroplasts. These are little packages found in the cells of plants' leaves. Most leaves have surface layers on the top and the bottom of the leaf, called the upper and lower epidermis, and they're coated with a water-resistant wax cuticle. Inside the leaf is the mesophyll, and this is split up into two layers.
And what are they?
Well, on the top side of the leaf, you've got the palisade mesophyll. Here, cells full of chloroplasts are tightly packed together to capture as much light as possible. Then underneath that is the spongy mesophyll, which is a bit more disorganised. It's got air spaces to let carbon dioxide in and oxygen out. And then in the lower epidermis, there are special cells called guard cells, and they guard a hole in the leaf surface called a stoma, which lets gases in and out. These guard cells also have chloroplasts in them to provide energy, although the other cells of the upper and lower epidermis usually don't.
So if photosynthesis needs light, presumably it can't take place if there's not enough sunlight.
Absolutely right. But in fact, there's three things that limit how much photosynthesis can take place. The most obvious is light, but the other two are the amount of carbon dioxide in the air and the temperature. Without enough light, a plant can't photosynthesize very fast, even if there's plenty of water and carbon dioxide and the temperature's right. So to increase the speed of photosynthesis, you could increase the intensity of the light.
What about the carbon dioxide or the temperature?
Again, even if there's plenty of light, but not enough carbon dioxide in the air, then your plant won't be able to do photosynthesis very well. And if it gets too cold, the rate of photosynthesis will drop. Well, if it gets too hot, they'll also struggle. So plants need lots of light, lots of carbon dioxide, and the right temperature.
So say I'm trying to grow some plants. How can I use this knowledge to make sure the yields are as good as they can be?
Well, for a start, you could grow your crop in a greenhouse, which will trap heat and keep the temperature up. You could use artificial light, meaning that you're providing a higher intensity of light, and that photosynthesis isn't just restricted to the hours of daylight. Some farmers also use paraffin lamps in their greenhouses because they produce carbon dioxide as well as heat.
So plants basically need heat, water, light, and carbon dioxide.
Yes. If we break these down into the actual elements, we can say that plants need carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen. They get carbon and oxygen from carbon dioxide, and they get hydrogen and oxygen from water.
Is there anything else they need?
As well as these three elements, plants also need certain minerals, which they take up through their roots in the form of mineral ions dissolved in the water in the soil.
Can you give us some examples of some of the ions they use?
Oh, nitrate ions are really important. These are used by plants to make amino acids, which in turn are strung together to make proteins. And they also need magnesium. That's a vital part of chlorophyll.
So what happens if a plant doesn't get enough of these minerals?
Well, fairly obviously, it's not going to grow very well. For example, a lack of nitrates leads to stunted growth. You get very short plants. And a lack of magnesium gives a plant yellowy leaves as it can't make enough green chlorophyll.